Praise God. I don't think nobody heard me. Praise God. I mean, is Jesus Jesus or not? I'm going to ask that question again. Is Jesus Jesus or not? Come on, act like he's Jesus. Praise God. I said, praise God. Come on, act like you woke up this morning. Praise God. Act like you put your clothes on by yourself. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm coming out. And I'm coming out on top. God say I always win. God say he always makes me prosper. I don't know about you, but I will not quit. I don't know about you, I will not stop. I don't know about you, but I will not stop believing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I will continue to walk in love. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I love Jesus with all my heart. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Glory to God. Let me get my iPad open. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for another opportunity to bring the word. So let's just pray real fast. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you this day for the word. That as it goes forth, it ministers to the ears of the hearers. Glory to God, that it'll be life-changing. That they'll take the word, not only be hearers of the word, but they'll be doers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There'll be a living witness wherever they go. Hallelujah. We've been talking about in the youth class, we talked today about being a light. Glory to God. So I had each one of them pull up and do a search, type in the word light or a phrase that has light in it. And I had each one of them find one that they like and share it. Well, I just want to encourage you all to also be a light wherever you go. It said a light on the hill, it can't be hid, can it? That's you. If you have Christ in you, you need to be a light. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I gave an example, then I'm going to go on. I said if I took a big box and I put it over me, the podium, where I was sitting in the chair, and cover me up, would any light get in there? It was like, nope. I said, what if I take and poke a hole in a small pinhole in the box? Would it be complete darkness then? Light and dark can't stay in the same room, y'all. Hallelujah. But God is bigger than a pinhole. God's light shines brighter than any. But you have to be the light. He had to show through each and every one of you. Glory to God. Today, we're going to talk about perfect peace. I try to go to my office and study every day. Might not make it every day, but I make it many days, most days. And I forgot exactly how I got on perfect peace, but I read it and he began to show me some things. And I wrote a couple of pages of notes. And when Bishop asked me to share this morning, I said, yeah, that's what I want you to share. So I'm going to share what I got from it. And if you will, you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. I'm gonna take a minute. Son, you still up there? Is my son still up there? He's gone. All right. I had to make sure he was gone. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for his safe travel. Amen. Amen. All right. Ready? Y'all ready? Thou will keep him in what? Perfect. What kind of peace? All right. That's one statement. See a pause? There's some more to it that included in that statement. What's the next part? Whose mind is what? Okay. So if your mind is not stayed on thee, you can't be what? in perfect peace. You see it? Because he trusted in thee. You see it? So you back up. My bad. All right. So you can say thou will keep him in perfect peace because he trusted in thee, right? You could say that, but he had to make it more. We had to make sure it's clear that your mind got to be stayed on him. Who is thee? Who is he talking about? Come on now, the Lord, right? All right, go to the next one. First, yeah. Trust ye what? In the Lord, how long? Forever. All right, so this is not a part-time job. Y'all get it? For in the Lord Jehovah is what? So if you don't trust in the Lord forever, will you get everlasting strength? No. You see it? Keep going. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city. He layeth it low. He layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. You know, I got one more. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. And I just want to bring out this, like I said, this is my title, Perfect Peace. All right. So in my study, I looked up the word perfect peace. The phrase, well, I looked up peace, peace. In the Strong's Concordance, and this is one of the things I want to encourage you all to do, is to begin to not just read your Bible. Take time to study your Bible. Look at the words. Get you a concordance. They're free. You can download them. Just about everybody here has a smartphone. Go buy you a concordance, whatever you need to do. And begin to look at these words. All right. It's number H7965. Is the same for perfect and peace in this scripture in verse 3. And these meanings were one of them was happy, well, friendly, prosperity, welfare, that is health, and rest. Those were some of the things that was in the concordance. Strong also shows that these meanings were taken from H7999. A side note, like I just got through saying, I highly recommend that you download and get a concordance and look up the words of the Bible. In many cases, that one word can have many different meanings. For example, the word perfect doesn't mean, mostly I hadn't found it in the Bible, doesn't mean flawless. If you'll look it up, it doesn't say flawless. In Ephesians 4:13, it means complete. Here we see it indicates something else. The friendly and prospering, prosperity, welfare, that is health. Those things is indicated by the word perfect. Let me find where I am. Let's go back to, let's get back on this H7999. The meanings listed here, were to be safe in mind, body, and or estate. Watch this. Even your possession can be at peace. Did you see? If you look it up, it said estate. Your estate. Your things can be at peace. Now, I got a 2005 Ford F-150. I got the truck. It had 55 miles on it. And it has 440-something thousand on it now. I remember one day I went in the store to look for a spark plug or something. And the guy was in there, and I was telling him I need a spark plug, and it's hard. If that particular motor, they didn't do it where you can get them out right. If you break one off, it's hard to get one off, break a spark plug. It's hard to get them out. But anyway, he was telling me the cam phasers also go out in that truck. He said, now you're going to have to change it. They all do it. You know what I said? I walked out the door, I said, not my truck. Yeah, I'm still driving that truck. I ain't put one cam phaser in it. I put several sets of spark plugs. I put an alternator on it, two fan belts, a few other things, suspension parts. But that motor still run. Why? I took on what I believed in the word. You can take the peace of God in you and get what we say that's listed. What are those things? Health. Welfare, that is health, friendly, prosperity, happy, well. You can take on, if you take on God's peace, you take on God's peace. What do you have to worry about? A hard time's gonna come, Bishop just got through talking about some stuff gonna show up, some stuff gonna happen. But what you gotta take on? God's peace. Come on, say God's peace. You gotta take on his peace. And his peace is perfect. Do you see it? God's peace is perfect. All right, let me keep going. Another one is complete. Like I said in Ephesians 4:13. The last one I want to use is in the 87999 is reciprocate. God wants to give back to you his health and wealth and prosperity, his joy, his completely friendliness, etc. Because you've taken on his peace. Once you take on God's peace, he reciprocates back to you your joy, your happiness, your peace, your debt freeness. Do you see it? It's just like, I may be skipping. Let me not skip. John, that's because you take on his peace. John 14:27, my peace I leave with you. That scripture. Peace I give unto you. He gives you the peace, and you got to take it on. Then he blesses you back for taking it. Watch this. And hold on to it. God gives us his peace just like he gives you seed to sow. He'll bless you for sowing the seed you gave. I would encourage you to look up that 87999 and read those words associated with. And I did that. I looked up a few of them. And when I typed in, I did a search on 87999. And a lot of words there were, one of them was rewardeth. Another one was repay. Finish. Prosper. Make it good. Make good. Shall surely pay. Restore, restitution, peace, amends, requited. God will reciprocate back to you when you take on his peace. Those things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew 22:37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. 38, this is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments, verse 40, hang all the law and the prophets. What I want to point out here is keeping your mind. To keep your mind requires you keeping your heart and spirit, man, on Jesus. Glory to God. Luke 12:29. And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of what? Doubtful mind. Strong concordance here shows that one meaning has to do with fluctuate or be anxious. Here's the interesting one. Another meaning is that it be brought out or to be suspended or raised in midair. Watch this. If some of you were to be somehow suspended in midair in your chair, your mind would not be stable, would it? We must not walk around, watch this, in this Christian walk like we're suspended and on a chair in midair. Be like an acrobat who has spent time practicing the tightrope and now is willing to cross the Grand Canyon. The first time an acrobat got on a tightrope, he didn't try to cross. Have you seen some of them guys? I forgot the guy. He, with no harness, no nothing, they stretched a cable across. I don't remember the Grand Canyon, one of those, and he crossed it. He did a big show about it. You think he started off like that? How do you think they start off on tightropes? About this far off the ground, right? Then they go up a little higher. They go a little higher. But you have to start somewhere. So when that problem shows up, I'm in perfect peace. I'm in perfect peace. God, I take on your perfect peace. But you got to know what those words are. Joy, What we just read a while ago, you got to know what they are. What are they? Let's see. Let's go back. Prosperity, friendly, well, happy, welfare, that is health and rest. And we also got to know that God's going to reciprocate back to me. When I stay in perfect peace, then what I need comes back to me. Do you see it? Hallelujah. You have to stay in God's perfect peace. All right, where am I? In midair in a chair, you would not be stable. That's what I just read. We must not walk around in this Christian walk like we are suspended in midair on a chair. Be like the acrobat who has spent time practicing the tightrope and now is willing to cross the Grand Canyon. Is he or she a little or a lot nervous? Of course they are. But that's not enough to stop them from going across. I'm telling you, take on God's peace and don't let whatever you're facing, whatever you need, stop you from going across. Glory to God. Glory to God. You might be crying. You might have to cry and go. You might have to crawl. You might have to roll. You have to do what you got to do. I believe I told this one time before. My brother was telling me about Andrew Womack. He was sick. And he said he refused to stay sick. My brother said he crawled around on the floor all night long, refusing to be sick. And the next day he wasn't sick. He took on what? He took on the word of God. In peace, didn't we just say talk about health? He took on God's perfect peace. You do what you got to do. I'm not going to be upset. I'm not going to act a fool. I'm not going to cut up. I'm not going to get up. I'm not going to cry, cuss, shout. No, I'm going to take on God's perfect peace in every situation in my life. And when I do, God's going to reciprocate back to me that which I need. We just read what they are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts 17, we're almost there now. Verse 11. These were more noble, we read this before, than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all what? Readiness of what? Let's read that again. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with what? All what? Readiness of mind. And they searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. What'd they do? They fixed their mind. They did something about their mind. You got to do something about that mind. You got to do something about it. You got to dwell on I'm in perfect peace. And you got to take a scripture that tells you you're in perfect peace. And you got to feed your spirit, man, so your mind will know, hey, I'm in perfect peace. They did it. How often did they do it? Daily. You shouldn't be excluded. Hallelujah. Acts 20, verse 18. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I come to Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with humility of what? Of mind, and with many what? Tears, and what? Which befell me by the lying in wait of the who? Keep going. And how I kept back what? Nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both of the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Say that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying the bonds and the afflictions abide me. One more. But none of these things do what? Move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with what? and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Go back to verse 19. See, how did he serve the Lord? With humility of mind. But what did I just say? You might have to roll, crawl, cry. What did he say? With many tears and temptations, which befell me. By the people going, there are people out there waiting on you. There's some stuff out there waiting on you. But you got to stay in God's what? Perfect peace. You got to take on his peace. But how did he do that? With he did it where? In the humility of his what? Of his mind. How did he do that? He fed his spirit. He believed what was on the inside. We read on down what how he was in his spirit. He took on the word of God in his spirit. Romans 1, this one is right the opposite. It's kind of long, but we're going to read it anyway. Verse 18. Coming toward the end. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his internal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Where's that at? In your what? In your mind. And their foolish heart, what's that? In your spirit, man, was what? Darkened. Keep going. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God in the image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. We just stopped there. My point is, that's right the opposite. There ain't but two choices you got. There's saved and unsaved. You're going to walk in peace or you're going to walk in not peace. I was telling them in class this morning, there's right and then there's unrighteousness. So you're either going to be right or you're going to be wrong. Right? So you got to choose. So you have to choose. The Bible says choose you who this day you'll serve, right? So you got to make a choice. If you're going to serve him, then you got to serve him with his peace. That's one element of it. You got to walk in love and some more things. Use your faith. But we're talking about peace this morning. If you'll take on his peace, once again, God will reciprocate back to you that which you need. Now, you just think about this. Would you rather be in a peaceful situation? A turmoil. Just in the natural. Have you ever been in this? Just something that's calm, peaceful. Like when I go fishing, that's peaceful to me. Floating out there on the boat, ain't nobody there screaming. Unless we catch fish. Ain't there right now? She ain't here. Leah, excuse me. Ain't there right, Leah? We scream when we catch a big one, but other than that, ain't no screaming. We just fishing. So which one would you rather have? And we know God's peace is better than anything else on the earth, right? God is better than anything else. So why jump off in turmoil? All you got to do is think of turmoil like this. I got this pool of cool water I can jump in, or this cesspool, that I can jump in of all kind of dangerous chemicals. Which one I want to jump in? God's peace. Take on his peace. Operate in his peace. But you got to make a mental and a spirit decision, spiritual decision, to do it. You got to decide, I'm going to have peace. I don't care what it takes. So like Andrew Womack did, I'm not going to be sick. And he crawled around on the floor all night to his healing manifest. I'm telling you, God's peace is so good. He's ready to bless you, but you cannot get what God has for you until you get in place. How many watch football? I don't really watch it much. Some of you watch football? And when they throw the ball, it's called a route. They don't throw the ball to the receiver, do they? They throw it to a spot, and what has to happen? The receiver has to get to the what? To the spot in order to catch the ball. I'm telling you, if you'll get to the spot where peace is, God is there waiting on you. You'll get and receive peace and start letting peace, man, just like the tightrope, you'll get a little higher and a little higher, and God's there waiting on you. God's ready to do what he needs to do for you. It's been already set up for you. You just got to get there. Praise God. So if you're hang around people that have evil in their hearts, that will be reciprocated back to you. Did you know that? That's what you're going to get back. Proverbs 23:6. I don't know if I wrote that down or not. She's shaking her head. I did. I keep you on your toes, Jaleah Jones. Do y'all know? I'm going to tell it on them. I got the mic. No, I'm not. I'm kidding. I'm not going to do it. Praise God. Proverbs 23:6. You got it? Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. Keep going. For as he thinketh what? In his heart, so is he. So we be quoting that like, okay, but if you read the whole context, this is talking about an evil person, evil thoughts. All right, so is he. Eat, drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Keep going. The morsel which thou hast eaten shall be thou vomit up and lose thy sweet words. Why? Because you're hanging out with the evil person. Keep going. One more. That's all of them, huh? Yeah, okay. Speak not not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. So you hanging out with a fool, you're going to get fool reciprocated back to you. A fool don't mean you any good. He just want to be foolish. A thief don't mean you any good. He just want to be a thief. That's what you're going to get reciprocated back to you. But if you take on God's peace, woo-wee, you'll get that reciprocated back to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm almost on James 1:8. I didn't write that down either, did I? It was like 5:00 this morning. A double-minded man is what? Unstable in what? All his ways. Wow. It talks about being double-minded equates to being unstable, which is the opposite of peace. All right. Ruth made up her mind. How many know the story of Ruth? In her mind that wherever Naomi went, she was going to go too. You must do the same about having God's perfect peace. Wherever I go, I'm going to have God's perfect peace. I don't care what show up. Watch this. Even if it costs me something, even if I have to take a loss. See, some people are so worried about losing that they won't. Sometimes you got to, some stuff you have to lose or get rid of or not have. Some stuff. I just watched a video just this morning. A guy was explaining how trees work. He said the leaves don't fall off because of the weather. He said the leaves fall off the trees because the trees are sucking the nutrients out of leaves to store up for the winter. That's why they fall off. So all you got to do every day is throw in God's peace. So when winter shows up, you already stocked up. Now, I work at a place called Winchester, and they make bullets. So every month they have an ammo sale. So I say to myself, well, I don't plan on working at Winchester forever. So while I'm here at this ammo sale, I might well stock up. Because I got 11 nieces and nephews and a son that love to shoot guns, most of them. You should have been here Thursday. You would have known why. You would have known why. They shot up some rounds. What? I'm stocking up. Here's my opportunity to stock up in this particular thing. And that's what I do. But I'm telling you, when it comes to peace, you need to stock up every day. You need to prepare yourself. I'm going to take on God's peace. I got God's peace. If you have to get you a note tie string on your finger, whatever you got to do, I got God's peace no matter what. I can stand and the wind can blow hard and everything, and I can do, I got God's peace. It don't feel good. It might not feel good. Did it feel good, Pastor? He didn't tell you it didn't feel good what he went. It didn't feel good. Anybody else been through something? Did it feel good? It might not feel good, but you can take on God's peace. You can take on God's peace. You can take on God's peace. Glory to God. If you just stick with it, I was talking to somebody yesterday about a particular subject, and we kind of had the same thing. What we just saying, man, just stick with it. And this particular person, his situation is over. Mine is still, I'm still sticking with it. And he just encouraged, man, just stick with it. I'm telling you, it might take a while, but you just stick with it. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick with it. Take on God's peace. One more, Philippians 2, 5 through 11. And then I got one more statement after that, and that's it. Let this what be in you? Mind be in you, what? Which was also in. Okay, so here's the way, there's something for you to study. What kind of mind did Christ have? Go study and find out. Let's keep going. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Keep going. That me? All right. But made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Keep going. We're going our way to 11. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and has given him a name which is above every name. Keep going. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. Keep going. One last one. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Back up, I want to say to 9, maybe. It might be 8. Let's look at 9. Now back up another one. What did he do? And being found fashioned as a man, he did what? That means he had to do something. He had to give up something in order to get something. In order to get us back to him, he had to give up his life, right? You see it? So I'm telling you, you're going to have to give up some stuff. You're going to have to give up your, you ain't going to tell me what to do. You got to get that up. I'm just telling you the truth. There's a lot of people in act like that. Don't tell me what to do. I mean, come on. Our pastor is trying to help us. Hey, y'all, in case you hadn't figured that out. Our pastor is up here trying to help us. And we sitting out there, why you tell us to move? Come on now. I'm just telling the truth. Take on God's peace. We're going to have to give up what we want. Remember I said in camp meet? Remember what was the statement I said? Anybody remember? Well, Miss Lucy, she all know. She don't remember. Ooh, Miss Lucy, you fired. You are fired. I'm kidding. I said, get over yourself. That's a true statement. We need to learn to get over ourselves. We come in these doors. We didn't come in here to come with attitude. If you take on God's peace, you have no problem getting up, doing whatever they ask y'all to do, and me, including me. When you take on God's peace, will you do something so and so? I guess so. Some of us, that ain't everybody. Take on God's peace. God is ready to reciprocate back to you what you gave him, what you got from him, his peace. I hope this helps somebody. This is my last statement. It says, hang around the word of God and godly people so you can take on God's perfect peace. Remember that lake and that cesspool? Which one you want to jump in? Now, if I work on a brick job or something like that, outside with dust, I cannot walk around going, oh, I'm getting no dust on me. If you ever been out there, you was like, Kenny, why are you doing that? You are not going to get out of getting dust on you. If I make some mud for the bricklayers to make, there is no possible way, unless I put on some kind of suit that'll make me lose 20 pounds because I'm sweating with this hot suit on, to keep dust off me. It's going to get on me. No matter how I do it. If you just get in the word, take some time, start looking up these words. Get your strong concordance. Start, well, I wonder what that means. I promise you, God will reveal some things to y'all, to you. You hear me? God will start showing you some stuff. And here's the other point. Take your notebook. Get your notebook. Start writing it down. Start writing it down. Glory to God. God's perfect peace. You'll be kept in that. But you got to do your part. You got to take on his peace so he can reciprocate back to you that which you need, that which you desire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, Bishop. Hallelujah. His perfect peace. I hope I helped somebody. Glory to God. God's perfect peace. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, stand to your feet for a moment. God, come on, say it with me. God, I take on your perfect peace. Come on, lift your hands. I take on your perfect peace. Hallelujah. Turmoil may show up. Bad situations may happen. But I take on your perfect peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think I'm done. Glory to God. Amen.